Welcome to today's deep dive. Looking at the tech landscape right now, it feels, honestly, it feels like watching a heavyweight title fight.
Oh, absolutely. It is a complete slugfest.
Right. And it's one that is going to entirely define the future of technology for you, for businesses, just for everyone. So our mission today is to cut through all the industry hype, all the marketing spin, and figure out this monumental clash between open source and closed source AI.
Yeah, there is a lot of noise out there to sift through.
There really is. So we're pulling insights from this massive new report. It's called the AI Giants War, Llama 4 versus GPT-5, and it aggregates data from Codersera, Omega AI, Galaxy AI, and Techint Analysis.
Which is great because it gives us this really panoramic view of the battlefield as of July 2026.
Exactly. So to set the stage, Meta has basically thrown down a $30 billion gauntlet, right? They released the Llama 4 family completely for free.
Yep, completely open for the developer community.
And then on the other side, you've got OpenAI fiercely defending that closed API subscription-based model with GPT-5. Specifically, we're looking at their huge April 2026 update, codenamed Spud.
Yeah, and you really should care about this because this isn't just about, you know, which chatbot is smarter at writing poetry or whatever.
Right.
This is a profound philosophical and economic war. It dictates how businesses operate and ultimately who controls the intelligence infrastructure that our whole society relies on.
Yeah, so to understand why this war is just so intensely competitive, we can't just look at the business models. We have to look under the hood.
For sure.
Because Meta and OpenAI, they took completely different architectural paths for how these models actually process information.
What's fascinating here is how Llama 4 achieves its efficiency. It uses this architecture called Mixture of Experts, or MoE for short.
Okay, break that down for us.
So in a traditional, like, dense AI model, every single time you send a prompt, the entire neural network lights up, every artificial neuron fires to calculate the response.
Which sounds like a lot of work for a simple question.
Oh, it's massive. Llama 4's flagship model, Maverick, has 400 billion parameters. Firing all of those simultaneously just to answer a basic query requires incredible computing power and memory bandwidth, too.
So they didn't do that.
Right. Meta built 128 specialized experts into the model instead. So when you type a prompt, this intelligent routing system, it's called a gating network, it instantly analyzes the semantic intent of your request.
Okay.
And then it routes it to only the two or three most relevant experts.
Wait, so instead of spinning up the whole 400 billion parameter engine, it's just surgically activating a tiny fraction of it.
Exactly. Out of those 400 billion parameters, only about 17 billion are active at any one time. The report actually uses a really good hospital triage analogy for this.
I like that.
Yeah. So think about it. You don't have every single doctor in a hospital jointly examine a patient who just has a sprained ankle.
Right. That would be ridiculous.
Yeah. The triage nurse just routes the patient directly to the orthopedist.
Yeah.
So by only activating a sliver of the network, Llama 4 drastically reduces the video RAM required to generate a response. That makes it incredibly fast and, well, remarkably cheap to run.
Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. I want to push back on that hospital analogy for a second.
Go for it.
Wait, if Llama 4 is a hospital with 128 highly specialized doctors who, stay in their respective lanes, doesn't that make GPT-5 a massive genius general practitioner? Like a doctor who works on every single symptom simultaneously. Doesn't that make GPT-5 inherently better at connecting entirely unrelated concepts that a siloed specialist might just totally overlook?
You know, that is a spot-on deduction. And the Galaxy AI benchmark data backs up that exact point.
Really? How so?
Because Llama 4 has these highly tuned experts, it actually narrowly beats GPT-5 in pure coding tasks.
Interesting.
Yeah, on the Human Evil benchmark, which tests raw code generation, Llama 4 Maverick scores 92.1 compared to GPT-5's 90.3.
Wow. Okay. So the coding expert in Llama's routing network is just incredibly focused.
Exactly. But when it comes to complex, out-of-the-box reasoning tasks that require generalized knowledge and the ability to synthesize wildly different concepts across text, image, and video all at once, GPT-5 totally dominates.
Which makes sense. I mean, GPT-5 is a ground-up rebuild, right? The first since GPT-4.5. Every node connects to every node. It's not restricted by a gating network deciding who gets to look at the prompt.
Right. Look at the MMLU Pro benchmark, which tests massive general knowledge across dozens of academic subjects. GPT-5 wins that one 89.4 to 87.2.
That's a solid lead.
It really is. It consistently outperforms Llama 4 in multimodal reasoning and complex diagnostics. It can hold abstract concepts across different domains seamlessly. It really is that interconnected brain, synthesizing a symptom in one system with some obscure variable in another.
But, and this is a big but, that difference in architecture MoE versus a dense network, it doesn't just change their test scores, does it?
Not at all.
Because Llama 4 is only firing 17 billion parameters at a time, it frees up just an enormous amount of system memory. And Meta used that freed up memory to radically expand the model's short-term memory.
Yes.
Which brings us to the context window.
Right, the context window. For those listening, this just dictates how much continuous information a model can hold in its working memory during a single task.
Basically, how much you can upload to it at once.
Yeah. GPT-5 has a context window of 128,000 tokens.
Just to ground that for you, think of a token as roughly 3/4 of a word. So 128,000 tokens, that's a decent-sized knob.
That's a robust amount of memory for most everyday tasks. But Llama 4 Maverick utilizes these advanced memory paging techniques to boast a 10 million token context window.
10 million.
10 million, without crashing the server.
That is just wild. That is the equivalent of 15 300-page books.
Yep.
I mean, you could feed an entire corporate legal history or a massive proprietary software code base into Llama 4 all at once.
Exactly. And because of the way it manages its attention mechanism, it actually remembers the specific clauses on page 1 while simultaneously analyzing page 4,000.
Whereas if you try to push a dense model like GPT-5 past its context limit,
it suffers from that lost-in-the-middle phenomenon. Right. It just forgets earlier instructions.
Right.
So for enterprise use cases, things like deep financial auditing, legal discovery, or, you know, parsing a decade of customer service logs to find systemic flaws, a 10 million token window is an absolute paradigm shift.
You don't have to break your data into chunks and feed it in piecemeal anymore.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this because the financial implications here are wild.
Oh, they're staggering.
According to the Galaxy AI analysis, processing 10 million tokens through the GPT-5 API costs about $1,500.
Ouch.
Yeah. Doing the exact same volume on Llama 4 Scout costs $96.
That is a 33x difference in costs.
Right, but to actually self-host Llama 4 and get those near-zero ongoing API costs, you need a server with 8 A100 GPUs, and that is roughly an $80,000 upfront capital expenditure.
Which sounds incredibly steep, especially, you know, for a startup trying to manage its burn rate.
But wait, is this actually practical for a normal business? Or is self-hosting just a playground for tech billionaires? Because an $80,000 upfront hardware cost is only steep if your volume is low,
precisely.
Right?
Precisely. If you are an enterprise processing billions of tokens, say, a platform handling thousands of user interactions an hour, that math flips incredibly fast.
Right.
You transition from a massive, unpredictable, variable operating cost into a fixed capital asset. You could conceivably pay off that hardware in just a couple of months solely from what you save on OpenAI API bill.
Oh, yeah. Go into that.
So Databricks was relying heavily on closed API models for internal developer tools and data processing. Their monthly AI spend was hovering around $450,000.
$500,000.
Yes. Yeah.
Every single month. Essentially just renting intelligence.
Exactly. So they made the strategic pivot to self-host Llama 4 Maverick. Their monthly AI spend dropped to $28,000.
Wow.
That is a 94% reduction.
Because once the servers take off, the ongoing cost is essentially just the electricity required to keep the GPUs humming, plus, you know, some basic IT maintenance.
It fundamentally rewrites the balance sheet. This economic reality is why major corporations, even those who have strategic partnerships with closed source providers, they're quietly deploying Llama 4 for their high volume back-end workloads.
And because Llama 4 allows for this self-hosting, it triggers a much larger global debate about data sovereignty.
Yes, this is huge.
Because if you host the model yourself, you own the infrastructure. And we are seeing two radically different philosophies clashing over who should actually control the data being fed into these brains.
Right. So you have Meta's open source philosophy. Mark Zuckerberg argues that broad, decentralized collaboration is the inevitable engine of innovation.
Like Linux or Android.
Exactly. When millions of developers can see the weights, test the code, and build upon it locally, progress multiplies exponentially. Their stance is that a foundational technology as crucial as AI just cannot be locked behind a single corporate firewall.
But then on the other side, Sam Altman and OpenAI, their argument is rooted in safety, oversight, and honestly, the sheer economics of scale.
Yep.
Because as we push toward artificial general intelligence, they argue these models become inherently dangerous if they're just released into the wild without guardrails.
And there's the money aspect too.
Right. OpenAI has raised over $13 billion to build the supercomputers required for this research. They argue you simply cannot fund the staggering capital expenditure needed to reach the next frontier of intelligence if you're giving the software away for free.
Both perspectives carry immense weight. But for organizations actually adopting this technology today, the theoretical debate kind of takes a backseat to practical data security.
It feels exactly like watching the encryption wars of the 1990s play out again.
Oh, that's a good comparison.
Right. Back then, governments pushed for backdoors into encryption for security, while privacy advocates fought to make strong encryption mathematically open and accessible.
Yeah.
Today, instead of fighting over encryption keys, nations are fighting over who holds the digital brain. Think about it from the perspective of an international organization. If you're handling highly sensitive health data, financial records, or state secrets, you do not want your most critical infrastructure relying on a closed box sitting in a server farm in California.
It's a black box to them. Even with enterprise agreements in place, foreign entities are super hesitant to trust that their proprietary prompts won't somehow bleed into future model training.
Or be subject to foreign subpoenas.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, this is exactly why governments are making sweeping infrastructural moves right now.
Like France, right?
Yes. France's national AI strategy explicitly prioritizes open source models for governmental applications. And the United Arab Emirates has made massive investments in deploying local Llama 4 infrastructure.
So by self-hosting Llama 4, they guarantee their sovereign data never leaves their own borders.
Right. They aren't just optimizing API costs. They are buying national security and independence from U.S. tech monopolies. Plus, the strict data locality required for GDPR compliance in Europe makes open source, locally hosted models incredibly attractive.
But navigating that data sovereignty requires taking on massive technical responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always go well.
No, it doesn't.
The Tech and Analysis report details this major healthcare provider, right?
Mm-hmm.
They attempted to aggressively pivot to Llama 4 for medical diagnosis assistance.
Driven by a desire for data privacy and lower costs, naturally.
Right. But after 6 months of deployment, they had to completely abandon the open source project and revert back to GPT-5.
Yeah.
Now, you would assume it was because Llama 4's MoE architecture wasn't sharp enough to handle complex medical nuances compared to GPT-5's dense brain.
Mm-hmm. But it was actually about liability.
Yes. If they self-hosted, they took on all the legal exposure.
Mm-hmm.
When you use an open source GitHub repository, you don't get a customer service rep.
No, you don't.
If the model hallucinates a dangerous medication dosage, the hospital is entirely on the hook.
That was the fatal flaw in their strategy. It wasn't a lack of technical capability at all. It was the lack of an enterprise ecosystem.
Right.
OpenAI provides strict SOC2, Type 2 compliance. They have business associate agreements for HIPAA, advanced moderation APIs, and these indemnification clauses that protect the enterprise from certain copyright or liability claims.
Plus dedicated enterprise support teams.
Exactly, to help navigate regulatory hurdles.
When you are dealing with mission-critical patient health, where an error has catastrophic consequences, the hospital realized they were wholly unequipped to build those safety guardrails from scratch.
Yeah.
The massive premium you pay for a closed model like GPT-5 isn't just for a smarter chatbot.
No, it's an insurance policy.
Right. You are paying for stability, regulatory compliance, and a shifting of liability.
So with all that in mind.
Yeah. So what does this all mean? If you're a developer building an app or an executive mapping out an IT budget today, do you have to pledge allegiance to Team Open or Team Closed? Or is there a way to cheat the system and get the best of both worlds?
Well, the Tech and Analysis team strongly recommends what they call a hybrid strategy because, frankly, you don't have to choose just one.
You can mix and match.
Exactly. There's a European fintech startup highlighted in the report that executed this brilliantly.
Okay, walk us through that.
So for their premium customer-facing chatbots, the interface where nuanced reasoning, brand tone, and high-quality interaction are paramount for building user trust, they utilize the GPT-5 API.
Okay.
They happily pay the premium because in that specific interaction, absolute quality and reliability trump the operating cost.
But they aren't paying 33 times more to process their internal paperwork.
Exactly. For all their back-end high-volume workloads, things like parsing millions of daily transactions for fraud detection, classifying internal documents, and running massive analytics queries, they self-host Llama 4.
By splitting their architecture routing complex public interactions to the dense closed model and heavy lifting data tasks to the specialized open model, they cut their overall AI costs by 60%.
And they still deliver a flawless user experience.
Exactly.
They use GPT-5 for the delicate brain surgery and Llama 4 for the manual labor.
That's a great way to put it.
It brilliantly synthesizes everything this data reveals. I mean, we're looking at a landscape where the capability gap between open and closed models, which used to be a massive two-year canyon, has shrunk to a matter of months.
Less than 6 months, really.
Yeah. The entire tech ecosystem is shifting from an era of exclusive corporate control, where a couple of closed labs held the keys to the kingdom, into a dual reality. We have democratic, localized access through open source models living directly alongside premium, highly managed intelligence.
This raises an important question, though, one that isn't explicitly charted in the benchmark data, but is really the inevitable destination of this war.
Okay, let's hear it.
If open source models like Llama 4 continue to drive the cost of localized, highly capable intelligence down to essentially just the cost of electricity, what happens to the core value of human expertise?
Oh, wow. Yeah, when ubiquitous zero-cost intelligence is embedded in every device, local server, and smartphone you own, our value as humans will inevitably shift.
It has to.
The premium will move entirely away from simply having the right answers and shift entirely toward knowing the right questions to ask.
In a world where execution is free, vision and inquiry become the most valuable commodities.
That is definitely something to keep chewing on as this landscape continues to evolve at breakneck speed. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep exploring, stay curious about the invisible architecture shaping your daily life, and we will catch you on the next one.